You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we get set for a big weekend for the Eagles, trying to get past whatever the heck that was down in Dallas. And joining us right now for the lunch hour to break it all down is Jason Avant, sponsored by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason, what's up, man?
Jason. I'm excited to be here. Great seeing you, gents.
Yeah, well, you know, great seeing you too, as well.
Of course.
Jason, I'm a little curious, man, because this is my thought process when it comes to fixing this offense as a defender.
Okay,
and that's why I'm excited, and I like the fact that you're here talking about it, you know, because you played offense. But my thought process is this: when it comes to the passing game or the running game, mm-hmm. the running game is null and void because, in my mind, as a defender, we don't throw the ball well, okay. And so I know you can run the ball if given the opportunity. So I'm gonna play heavy run because I feel like, as a defender, you don't throw the ball with consistency, so I'm not too much worried about that. Is that how you see teams playing the Eagles when they play them?
Well, the Eagles are not being overwhelmed in the running game. They're losing their one-on-one matchups. Mm-hmm. Quinnen Williams killed us this game, mm-hmm. and he was worth the picks that they gave up for him. He literally destroyed every one-on-one situation that they had. He didn't get to the quarterback, but he was there in his face and making him uncomfortable at times. And then one-on-one blocks, they got a lot of tackles for loss or Saquon hit in behind the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, teams are keeping the seventh or eighth in the box, but it's not because of that. It's that the guys up front are losing their one-on-one matchups. There's yards to be made, but our line is just not playing well. Mm-hmm. They're not playing well at all. And now, so here's the thing that I will give you when it comes to this topic. Here's the thing. In order for you to run a simple offense passing-wise, you need a run game in order to bring people up, and therefore it doesn't matter because your linebackers are afraid of the run, and now you can throw behind them with your simple offense. Mm-hmm. But you can't have a non-existent running game with a simple offense. That doesn't work at all.
So basically you're saying that our offense is simplistic. Yeah. And we can't run the ball. So that's really killing us.
And that's what's killing us. It was simple last year.
Mm-hmm. But they can run the ball.
But they can run the ball. So therefore, when the linebackers come up, your best will beat their best, and you're throwing with a lot of open space on the back end because everyone's down. But if you can't run the ball, you need a complex offense. And a complex offense is not what we do.
I guess my next question is the obvious one. Why hasn't, because I look at it like as a defender, you know, every year your defense, you have to throw little wrinkles and stuff in it to make it different. It's the same defense, but you put little wrinkles in it to make a difference. Why, in your opinion, hasn't this offense evolved at all, it feels like, since I've been here. Been here for 3 years, and it doesn't feel like it's evolving at all.
It does. It's like the stock market, right? It's never consistent. It goes down some years.
Yeah.
And Jalen is getting better, but sometimes he takes leaps down, and you feel it. And mm-hmm. so, and then in two, three years, he'll be great, you know, up high. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, is that they're trying a bunch of stuff, but if you can't block it, it's tough. Like, for an example, there was this play the NFL, you know, posted on social media of Puka Nacua going through the center and a guard.
I saw
and
it,
then
yep.
running left and right. And you saw that, yep. Joe. We actually did that against the Lions, and A.J. Brown still got covered, right? So, like,
so we are trying something.
We're trying things, but A.J. Brown got covered on that. Right. And that had to do with not the coaching. A.J. just got strapped on that particular play. It was drawn up like they wanted it, but he didn't have subtlety. He just ran a basic route. And that's when you get older, you need to add tricks to your bag. Mm. You got to be able to make defenders' feet stop. You got to have some subtlety to your route, some movement. If he leans on you and that doesn't work and you pull yourself back in position, it's not going to be successful. So there's things that they're trying. It's just that when you don't block well, and or your quarterback doesn't show you that he's able to pick up those concepts quick enough. So if you give a simple concept and he's on the wrong side of the field, what would give you the incentive or the idea that he's going to know something that's more complex?
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. All right, it's been clear the whole year. They're struggling to run the ball, right? They're towards the bottom of the NFL in all those metrics. And you mentioned they're losing up front. We I think we've all kind of said all year, O-line's not as good, but Saquon's the same.
Okay.
Is that true? Like, it's 13 weeks in now, and Saquon's not getting yards. And Jason, I know it's a very small sample, but every time the ball goes to Tank Bigsby and he gets 8, I'm just like, why is he getting 8? And then the guy that's the guy is getting 1 or 2 or none. When you watch Saquon, what are you seeing right now?
Well, it's a lot. And I'll give this, because I'll preface it like this. When the line is not blocking proper, like, and he's getting hit in the backfield, just like a quarterback when he's getting hit, there's going to be some – Now, I won't say fear, but you can start him a little bit.
Sure,
and
okay.
That's what I feel. I feel like he feels he doesn't have the trust and the faith in the offensive line. So with that being said, I was always taught as a receiver, we're smaller and we have a bigger impact making plays down the field. If you're near the sideline as a receiver, you can go out of bounds. Or you're left over the middle of the field diving for a ball. You can get down and you can kind of mold, get down underneath the hit. As a running back, I was always taught that running backs don't go out of bounds unless it's multiple defenders, and they don't go down just by, you know, circumstance because a person is there. I'm seeing Saquon go out of bounds, being chased out of bounds by nickel cornerbacks and cornerbacks. Like, normally you take that on, and it was a second down late in the game before the 3rd and 2 that Jalen got sacked on.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon tried to cut back into a linebacker. All he had to do is run full speed into a nickelback. And that's a first down. Like, so when you look at that, you're like, dude, is he hungry? Is he satisfied? And that's the difference. Jason Kelce said the best. Hungry dogs run faster. And I think Tank comes in the game knowing that he may not get another rep. Like, he only got one rep that game.
Yeah, he's taking full advantage of it.
He's taking full advantage of it. And I think Saquon is feeling the effects of being hit a bunch. And he is not hungry enough at this moment.
Hugh, when Jason says that, I think back to a conversation you've echoed a few times on the show. A former player that you played with in training camp, you saw him, and he questioned if Saquon would have the hunger that we're now wondering if he has.
I'm not going to say his name again, but you know who it is. But yeah, he said, because he was getting phone calls when he said it. But yeah, he was like, he walked up to me and he said, man, he got paid. He's not going to run the same. The intangibles are different. You know, you're coming off a year where, you know, there was a lot of speculation about what type of running back you were, off hurt. Like, that was the Giants fans. When we got him, that's all I heard Giants fans talk about. Oh, he's always hurt. He's not going to do this. He's going to be hurt. He was none of those things. And he ran with purpose last year. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different. Then you got paying off season. So, yeah, it's a little bit different.
It's a little different. You have the weight of the franchise on your shoulders, him and Jalen. So you seeing those two guys are not putting themselves in harm's way. But when it comes to winning football game, especially down a stretch fourth quarter, you're going to need that, because if you aren't that person and you're not the top tier elite of the elite when it comes to processing and getting the ball out, that can add to your game on those third and twos, third and threes. Just think about it. A third and two to basically go down and score this game we had the Cowboys.
Yep.
If Jalen is Jalen, that can be picked up with his legs too.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. And we'll go back to the phone lines in a second. Everyone a chance to talk to you, Jason. But that, I've rewatched that sack a few times this morning. And mm-hmm. and I know things move fast and I'm watching, you know, yeah. a quick clip. I feel like Jalen could have run out of there. I mean, there was a spot where the right side, there was a hole. And
yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of mobile quarterbacks in the NFL. I would think he could run up, even if he slides. It's 6 yards, first down, chains move. And I don't know why he's not doing that.
Yeah, let me explain that play to the listeners. Like, that play was basically man coverage, and they're depending A.J. Brown to win on the slant. But what do we do at the end of the game every game? We run hitches and we run slants. So Deron Bland turns from a feather corner, a guy that lets you release any way that you want because he thinks he faster than you. He turns into Brandon Bronner and just stays hard inside. A.J., you are not getting inside. Kenneth Murray, the backup, Mike Backer, because Logan Wilson wasn't in the game. He forgets Jalen Hurts. He's actually a spy on Jalen Hurts. He knows the slant's coming, and he runs to the slant. That should have alerted Jalen Hurts right away that I can run this ball. Yeah. I can run this ball. The guy that's spying me took off, said, forget it.
The middle of the field is open, yeah.
I know a slant's coming. So, yes, you're completely right. But I would have loved in that play, Devontae Smith, backside, Siavon Revel Jr., who's going to be a good player one day, but got every pass completed on him in that game, one-on-one. Audible to Devontae. He has the best matchup. Why go best on best when you got a best on a guy that's inexperienced that's given up every target thus far?
Yeah, it was a frustrating play, and obviously from there the game was lost. Let's go to the phone lines here. Luann in Westmont is up. Hey, Luann.
Luann.
Hey.
Hey, Luann. What's up? We got you, Luann. What are you feeling today?
I just think they're all a bunch of wussies.
Okay.
Dallas, I tip my hat off to Dallas because they took advantage of all the Eagles' mistakes. You know, that Cooper DeGene penalty, that he, you know, he was all over the guy. I mean, they got to clean up their act.
Well, I agree with that. They got to clean 14 penalties.
They
got to
clean up their act, and if they lose Friday at home, I don't have the money to go to a game. I would like to go, but I'm not. I'm not going to sit with all those rowdy fans.
They get rowdy.
Know?
They do get rowdy.
They are rowdy. And then they all get in their car and they drive home and half of them are pissy-ass drunk.
Well, they better be careful. Everyone's better,
yeah. They cracking down on that.
Get you an Uber.
What's your name?
My name is Joe, and that's Hugh, and we have Jason.
Oh, okay. All right. And yesterday I was listening to Ike, Spike, and what's his name?
Fritz.
Jack Fritz.
Yeah, and I think I was listening to Ike. Mm-hmm. Give that man knows his football.
Yeah, he does.
My brother plays football.
Hugh does not. Hugh does not.
Do you think Hugh knows his football?
Who is Hugh? We don't even know who he is.
Yeah, who the hell is that?
They don't know
even
who he is.
I remember when Angela Cataldi. I'm sure. Is he still alive?
He knows a lot.
He's still
with us.
Okay, I don't know. I don't hear anything about Angela anymore.
Oh, no, Angela retired.
Angelo's very alive. He's certainly with us.
He's still here.
Okay, I bet you he's having a fit.
Oh, yeah.
He did have it. Actually, Luann, he writes a blog now, and I was reading it, and he titled it Dumb and Dumber about Sirianni and Petullo. So Angelo's very upset they're losing games like this.
Yeah. But still, you can't blame the coaches.
So
what happened to what's his name? The defense guy.
Vic Fangio.
I mean, what happened to his defense?
They had
a tough Sunday.
These jokers are going out to play. Yeah. And they thought they were going to run up the score, and guess what?
Just rolled their helmets out there with the Kelly Green.
Right, exactly. Dallas, thank God for Dak. I mean, I was cheering at the end of the game for them.
Wait, you were cheering for Dak? No, we can't do that.
We can't do that.
Now that's saying may the better team win. Well, the better team won the other day.
Well, that might be true on that day. We can't root for Dak.
I'm sorry, but Jalen, they got to just keep on running the ball. Well, I don't know why they don't do it.
Hard to run the ball.
And Jalen could be a little wussy. Oh, they're all wussies.
You know what, Luann? I don't know if you ever want to do this. I think Luann should have her own show on WIP. Luann, you got takes. All right, Luann, we want
to
give you...
Yeah, I'd like to join Rhea.
All right, you know what? We're going to tell Rod Lakin, our boss here, that Luann and Westmont needs her own show. All right, Luann, we want to help you get this prize here. Give us two foods that pair well together. Two foods.
Two what?
Two foods.
two foods.
Yeah, two foods.
I did tell them, Chicken wings and onion rings.
Yeah,
that's a good snack for to watch the game.
Luann, I'm with
that's
you.
A snack.
Luann is awesome.
That was one of the best calls we've ever gotten.
Best call all day. Who are you guys?
Is Cataldi alive?
Ike Spike, and what's his name? Is Angelo alive? Is my favorite caller of the year.
What's your name?
Yeah, he'll be back on next Wednesday, same time.
That is crazy.
It was so good. All right, let's see if we can replicate that. OG Wade up next on WIP. OG!
I don't know about this.
That was so good.
You call my dog a little, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Hey, yo.
Hey, how are you going to bounce back from her calling her to Wussy?
You already shut her down.
Hey, man, you know you got to respect your elders, dog. You got to respect
your
elders.
She didn't even know who Hugh was.
Hey, listen, when the OG's talking, man, you know, you got to
surprise you guys didn't pull a cord. I was
going to let her go longer.
We respect our elders around these parts, man.
Hey, listen, on this one there, right, and I don't want to really – over-criticized Vic Fangio, but I think in that Cowboys game, Vic took his foot off the pedal way too soon. You hung two safeties up in the clouds, just and then have an 11-on-9 play in the first half. That's you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like because basically all Dak did was took all the underneath. He took everything you was giving him. You know what I'm saying? We didn't trust him or nothing. I know that's you, but I'm just saying I would like to do that in the third or fourth quarter. I don't do that in the first quarter if I'm up 21.
Yeah, but
I want to keep the pressure.
If your defense is dropping like flies, dog, you got to adjust
a little
bit.
At this point, they wasn't. This was the first half. This was in the first half before halftime. We were up 21-0, and coming out on that defensive possession, our safeties were so far back you couldn't even see them on the TV screen. So all Dak was doing was taking all the underneath stuff, and that got them into that position to get that 7 points. So we go in now up only 14, which made a huge difference. I think we should have kept the pressure on them at least until after halftime. Then you make them methodically move the ball because you burning clock there. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I got to get in there. I got to get in there. Before that half, what happened it wasn't a bunch of underneath plays. It was three holdings on one particular play that Kevontae Turpin caught over the middle and had a 50-yard gain that got them into position to score.
Boy, he can run. He's fast.
Right? Yeah. So it wasn't that. Like, if any one of those holdings would have been called, I'm talking about they were egregious, bad, right in front of the referees. Jalen Phillips actually ran over the left guard, Trey Smith, and whenever you run over an offensive lineman, that's supposed to be holding if he pulls you down. That happened play. Nolan Smith won clean, and Guyton grabbed him, and then Moro Joma was facing the opposite direction. So that one particular play caused us to give up all those yards. It wasn't a bunch of plays. It was that one play. Sorry, I know that game.
He watched a lot of film.
Yeah.
That's why we got him.
I get what you're saying on that, but still, the safeties were still hung up, right?
Yeah, so it's cover four.
Let's just say if the safety was down, right, and we played the one high like we were doing all game with Cooper DeJean roaming around, they don't get that Turpin catch. You see what I'm saying? Because he caught it in the zone. You know what I'm saying? Where he was able to get those yak yards. And sure, the penalty that was uncalled, that's neither here nor there. You know, I mean, I don't want to make too much big deal about it, but I just thought that was a little too soon to be putting up two high safeties and doing a prevent in the first half of a game when we
it was a big play. I mean, the play itself did swing things because it was 21-0, 2:45 to go, and then they go down and they get that touchdown. All right, OG, what do you got for us? Two foods that pair well together.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm a pancake and eggs guy.
Pancake and eggs. It's a good breakfast, yeah. OG.
But I like them dark, though. I like my pancakes dark. You know, I don't like that light-skinned stuff they doing right now. It's hard to get a dark pancake now. What's going on around here?
Well, can't you just keep it on the skillet and cut extra 30 seconds?
That sounds a little burnt, OG.
That's how I like it.
I like them golden brown.
You know what I mean?
It's a burnt pancake.
It's not all the way brown. I'm talking about where you see the little dark on the edges. Come on, man. I know you used
the cast iron skillet and all of the ingredients that Grandma had in it beforehand is kind of left on the pancake.
The extra butter on there. It kind of crystallizes the extra butter.
These damn air fryers and every damn thing. You can't
air fry pancakes. They do air fry pancakes.
Air frying pancakes. Come on. Get a skillet. It out and make a pancake far. The right way. Oh, gee, good phone call, man. Happy Thanksgiving. I just rewatched that play, the holding. Phillips is on the ground. I see it now.
Pulls him down, and then Nolan beats Guyton smooth, and then he hooks him around his waist on the left side.
Dak made that play with his legs. I feel like that moved people around because almost had him. Then he bought time, and then it felt to me, just watching from this clip, that Cooper kind of lost track of Turpin in the middle of the field.
Well, it's because Dak got out of the press, out of the pressure. Yeah, I got out of the pocket, so it was easier for him to see it and make the play because he's looking at Dak at that point.
Let me ask you this because we're kind of working through the game here, and OG's talking about the end of the first half, right? It's 21-0 Eagles. Dallas scores 2 minutes or so to go. Or they get down 2 minutes to go. They score with less than a minute to go. What did you think about the Eagles' decision to not push for points? They had 17 seconds, ball in the 28, two timeouts. They're in a dome. They have been throwing the ball the whole first half pretty well, right? AJ's been cooking. I just felt like running the ball there is basically taking a knee into the half. Like I feel like the Eagles have gotten weirdly conservative, Jason, around halves, where in the past they used to push it. And I'm not saying that we're guaranteed to get a touchdown or even a field goal attempt or anything like that. But what's the worst that happens? Like, we all think Jalen's good at protecting the ball. I doubt he's going to throw an interception there. Why not push to get in field goal range?
Well, I just think it's been the MO of the team this year. I think that they felt the momentum swing. I thought that Turpin play swung the momentum for the game, and I don't think the Eagles recovered from that particular play. And so I thought that they were viewing it from a momentum perspective rather than just, you know, it's 17 seconds. We have two timeouts. Let me try to get in field goal range. I thought they were feeling like, hey, listen, the momentum is on their side. The last thing we need is a pick and them get more points before halftime.
But couldn't we take back the momentum by getting 25 yards and a field goal?
Yeah. I don't know if I get your point. Yeah. I'm just telling you from the game perspective, a lot of that is based on that.
After the game, Dak was on Fox with Tom Rinaldi, and it was him and
talking about
Pickens.
The momentum swing.
And Rinaldi asked Dak, like, when did you guys feel like you could come back? And he said, when we got into the half down only 14, we felt like, And I'm like, well, maybe we could have made it 17, and then maybe Dak in that locker room doesn't feel that way.
Can I say this? On that first touchdown to George Pickens, in my life, in my entire football life.
What was it?
They ran a flat route.
That's what it was, a flat.
Run
yeah.
to the sideline, to the pot, from outside. I have never seen that happen in my entire time.
George Pickens is different, though.
Pee-wee, high school, no, anything. I've never seen it. Usually when you catch a flat route, it's going to be like a pick or second sure. guy running through somebody to the flat. An outside receiver just doesn't run to the pylon. I was like, that's that was Odoree Jackson. I was like, that's horrible.
Well,
like,
they picked on Odoree there.
That was yeah. horrible coverage. Like, so, like that's as bad as you can get.
My question to you is this, because we're all talking about this offense and what it is or what it isn't. How can we get it to a point where we can be formidable again, in your opinion? Like, how can we change, like, tweak some things? Because, you know, you can't change. We're too far into this to change the whole lot. How can we tweak this to yeah. make it better?
All right, so they need a guy that's logging the routes for the guy, for the receivers. They need a guy, like a statistician, a guy that knows, okay, A.J. Brown has run four slants already. It's time for the adjustment to that slant, the complement route. It's mm-hmm. time for a slant and go.
You mean like because when you run the route tree, it's a pat like you run like certain patterns that look like certain routes, yeah, but you can break routes. It off and change
but
it.
But you always have an alternate to a route.
Okay.
And the Eagles don't do a good job of mixing in their alternates in order to keep the defense honest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're not running concepts that are complicated, you're running individual routes. Make sure the guy has all the adjustments to that one particular route. So if I put Devontae on three posts in this game, why can't he run two post corners in order to keep the defense? Even if it doesn't work, now the defender is going to be honest at the end of the game because he know that you have the ability to run a post corner. And I don't think our offense does that. And if you get a statistician, a guy that's logging that, you'll know when they're ripe in order to get the adjustment.
I know what you're saying because you're talking about – because I remember like corners – they anticipate certain routes
yeah.
by the way your break, like when you dig, yeah. when you run out and you dig and you stop.
Yeah.
They anticipate, and that's why they jump the route. Asante Samuel used to be time. Really good at that.
Oh yeah. So like if you keep running slants, the guy's gonna know, okay, in this situation you're gonna do it. We saw it two times. The end of the game against the Lions, the guy set on AJ Brown's lightning hitch route, right? He set on that stop route, the deep stop, and then in this game, he set on the slant route. But why aren't we calling the adjustments to keep these guys honest? I'll give you a play that happened over this week. I don't know if you guys seen the J.C. Horn pick against the 49ers.
Yeah, is that the one where he was kind of coming across to feel like a robber?
Yes.
Yeah.
He wasn't a robber. He was just in cover four. But he saw the formation three times.
So he ran across the field because he knew it.
He saw the same formation, okay. The same motion three times, and he said, I know this play, and that's what happens. On the last time you run it,
Purdy looked shocked that he was there.
No, he wasn't supposed to be there. Yeah. He got the quarter on the other side of the field.
Right.
It's just that the guy's intuitive enough, no, oh, I seen this guy. He goes in motion. This is the third time that they've run it. I'm going to go and pick this ball. And that's what you give the defense the ability to do if you keep running the same plays, the same formations. They play football too. And even though you have the perfect coverage, they're going to make up for their weaknesses and overplay a coverage.
Yeah, it's a good point. All right, we got a lot to discuss here. Jason Avant with us. You get up on the phone lines. 215-592-9494 for ComboCon. Looking today as we give away a big prize for food combinations, two things that go together with food. All right. We also want to ask Jason about something Shiel Kapadia said he noticed about the passing game on film. See if Jason agrees. And we'll get into the matchup. It's a big one Friday with the Chicago Bears. How good is this 8-3 Bears team? We'll get to it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.